Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the WGN Skyline studio, here until 5 a.m. 2 for Tuesday, get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about some sports mascots. We've got some Guinness Book of World Records to jump into, and insufferable movie characters, of which there are plenty. So that's all coming up right here on the show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And I am really, really thrilled to welcome to the show somebody who is just so talented and really, really funny. He's a comedian, a writer, a podcaster, Paul Scheer, who you can hear on his podcast. He's got Unspooled and another one, a great podcast called How Did This Get Made? You remember from the show The League, and he's currently on Black Monday, which is on Showtime and is a really terrific show. And I'm just thrilled to have the guy on the show. Paul, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. I'm a big fan, man. Have been a big fan for many years. So
you're awesome to say that. I was excited to hear the Death from Above theme coming in on the bumper. That's from Human Giant.
Exactly, man. Human Giant.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's just jump right into Human Giant, man. How did that come about? And, you know, my producer, Tom, massive fan. It was a life changer for him, and I'm also a big fan. Talk about Human Giant a little bit.
Yeah, so Human Giant was a sketch show that I did with Aziz Ansari and Rob Hubel. It was directed by Jason Wolner, and we've all kind of came together from very different backgrounds and created a sketch show that had no business being on MTV at the time it was. I mean, we were on MTV when it was like The Hills and Us. You know, we did not fit in at all.
Right.
But in a great kind of way, we flew so far under the radar that we got to do whatever we wanted to do, because as we would pitch them sketches, they were so not used to comedy on their network. They would be like, you know, on this week, Spencer Pratt's upset because Heidi went out to a bar. And we're like, this week, we have a cop in a hot air balloon doing a high-speed chase from a bank robbery. And they're like, I don't know what to make of that. So, yeah, go make your thing. Go make your child actor agent. Like, we don't care. So we got really lucky, and they supported us really great. And, you know, we got one of, I think, the coolest opportunities ever on MTV, which is we got to take over the network for 24 hours straight. They gave us the TRL studio live for 24 hours, and they didn't give us any restrictions. We literally brought in bands. We played music on MTV, and at that point, that was unheard of.
Right.
Insane bands,
right.
Insane bands like Mastodon, just like a hardcore metal band, you know, and they're used to like Hillary Duff coming through there.
Right.
And we were bringing on cast members from The Wire because we love The Wire. But like, we were so anti-MTV and on MTV. It was one of the best experiences. And we did that show for 2 years. And then Aziz had gotten Parks and Recreation. And the thought was that we couldn't really do the show the way we wanted to do it. So they did offer us a third season, but we said no, because we wanted to retain our integrity. And
right.
I think probably for the best. I feel like 2 seasons for a sketch show is kind of a great place to be. Three seasons is, you know, get out while the getting's good.
Yeah, yeah. And it was such a great show and such a crazy show. But I do want to mention this. I mean, one of the main reasons why you're on is because you're coming to town next Saturday.
We're playing the State Theater, which is amazing. As a fan of Chicago, I'm excited to be in that. Like, that theater is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I can't believe we sold out our first show there, and I think we're pretty much on our way to sell out our second show there too.
Yeah, the Chicago Theater is a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's Saturday, September 7th. How Did This Get Made live. The 7:30 show is going to feature the Adventures of Pinocchio, and the 10 p.m. show
with JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That's right.
Representing as Pinocchio, classic tale.
and then Space Jam at 10.
Yeah, and we're bringing it home. We figured, you know, we're in Chicago. We got to salute Michael Jordan. So we're gonna try to dive into Space Jam and see if it's as good as people remember, if it's just childhood nostalgia.
Yeah, well, you're going to be disappointed, Paul, when you watch it again.
I know.
How did this get made? By the way, it's just hilarious. You know.
Oh, thank you.
Your wife is on it, June Diane Raphael and Jason Mantzoukas, who is just so hilarious. How did that all begin?
You know, Jason June and I have been friends forever. We all were at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, just good friends. And one night, June and I had gone to see a movie, Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps, and a classic movie, really a necessary sequel. I know they talk a lot about, you know, sequels that aren't necessary. That one really needed to happen. And we find out what happened to Gordon Gekko. And we sat down at this party and we're just having a drink. And June and I started telling Jason about it. It was so bizarre. The movie was so big. Like, I think it essentially ends in a dance sequence with balloons. And as we're telling Jason the thing about the movie, he goes, "Oh, that's a podcast." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "That's a podcast." And I go, "Well, let's do a podcast, and you got to be on it too." And he's like, "All right." And then that was it. And you know, this is back in the day when you would have to take 10 minutes to explain what a podcast
was
to people to get them to come on your show. You know, there's now we live in a world where everyone has a podcast. Almost if you don't have a podcast, what's wrong with you? It's not even why aren't you on Twitter? It's why don't you have a podcast? Where's your merch?
Yeah. So it was then you just decided that you were going to, now you do all kinds of movies, not just terrible ones, but all kinds.
Well, I mean, here's the idea. How did this get made is trying to capture that feeling that you get when you see a movie that you just need to talk about with your friends. It's like, we could do this show for movies like There Will Be Blood. It just would not be funny. It would be oh my God, I love that scene. Or, oh my God, the acting is so great.
Yeah.
What we try to do is talk about the movies that need to be talked about, like Fast and Furious or Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Those movies are on the good side of the spectrum. And then for the most part, they're bad movies, but they're kind of weird ones too. You know, we just had a very controversial episode about a movie called Drop Dead Fred, a Phoebe Cates movie.
Yep.
Where her invisible friend comes back to kind of make her life better by making it worse.
By the way, Paul, our morning guy here who does Morning Drive, Steve Cochran, he's in Drop Dead Fred.
He is. Who does he play?
He plays a waiter. He's got two scenes, and he plays. A
oh my gosh! One of the best scenes in the movie, the whole pasta scene. Yeah. Well, so we got into this big fight on the show about, are you Team Fred or are you Team Sanity? Do you want we couldn't believe if Fred was a driving force for good or evil, and so it became a real big argument on the show, and we found that so many young people who grew up in the 90s grew up loving this movie, and it was the biggest sacrilege we've ever made by kind of going against it. It was a very fun split. So, yeah, the shows are fun, and you know what we want to do is always make it a fun experience. There's so many bad movies out there that aren't fun to watch.
Yeah.
We try to find the movies that are fun, and what I love about the live shows is that we're in a room of a couple thousand people who've all watched the same thing, and there's an energy to that. It's every show is completely unique. We don't travel around doing Space Jam all over the country. One show, one night only. And, you know, so you can come to two shows back to back and you have two completely different shows.
Right.
And there's just a fun thing to that energy. People come in costume. They sing songs. It's a real, I love our live shows. And we always cut about 20 to 30 minutes out. So there's stuff that no one will ever hear because we kind of talk smack, and we don't want to necessarily put that on the podcast all the time.
I gotcha. Well, it's Saturday, September 7th at the Chicago Theater, 7:30 and 10 p.m. How Did This Get Made? Live. Can I suggest a movie, Paul, for you guys to watch?
Please.
It's this film. It's very, very, very difficult to find. You'd have to really look for it, but it's called Fever Pitch, and it's not the one with Jimmy Fallon.
Not the Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore.
Nope. And it's called Fever Pitch. It's from 1985. It's with Ryan O'Neal, and directed by Richard Brooks, who actually was a really good filmmaker. But this is, without question, the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, and one of the most entertaining films I've ever seen. Ryan O'Neal plays Steve Taggart. He is a reporter who infiltrates the world of gambling in Las Vegas.
Okay,
and it's got to be seen to be believed, Paul. It's called Fever Pitch. It's very difficult to find. I think you might have to find it on VHS if you're going to find it at all. But it is.
Well, you know, the internet has an amazing way of turning things up. You know, things come out, we find things, we can get things. All right, this is great. This is really good to know.
Yeah, Fever Pitch with Ryan O'Neal from 1985. Trust me on this, Paul. It will change your life.
Yeah.
As a fan.
High praise.
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
So how often do you guys record the podcast?
Well, we have been on tour. We release a brand new episode every other week. Mm-hmm. And in between those weeks, we do these mini episodes where we kind of interact with all the listeners of the show. We just came back from a 12-city tour, and now we're on our second leg of the tour. Chicago kicks us off, and then we travel around the country a little bit more on the weekends while June, my wife, is doing her book tour. She just wrote a book called Represent, A Woman's Guide to Running for Office. So she's kind of running her book tour with our How Did This Get Made tour.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, Paul, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Paul Shearer is with us, a writer, comedian, actor, podcaster, funny guy in general. Been in a ton of great stuff. We're going to come back and talk more. Again, How Did This Get Made? Live Saturday, September 7th at the Chicago Theater. We'll have a link on our Facebook page for you guys to check that out. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back after this on WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. Very excited to have on the show right now with us Paul Shearer, who you know from so many things, including Showtime's Black Monday. He was on The League. You saw him in Veep. He's got a couple of podcasts, one of which is called How Did This Get Made? And that's going to be the live podcast on Saturday night, September 7th at the Chicago Theater. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
All right. So I want to talk a little bit about, you started out. Now, when you were growing up, did you always want to get into comedy? Was that something that you were interested in?
Yeah, you know, comedy always is something that I love. My dad was kind of my gateway to good comedy. He would tape things for me and like let me watch them in the morning, like SNL. I couldn't stay up late to watch it, so he would tape Saturday Night Live and we'd watch it together on Sunday mornings. He'd also do this thing, which I still think is crazy to this day, but there'd be great comedy movies like Beverly Hills Cop or even like a movie called Armed and Dangerous with John Candy and Gene Levy.
Yeah.
And he would cut out the nudity and then let me watch the movies without the nudity. So I'd get to see like R-rated movies with no nudity. So that was like, he was always like helping me get to comedy. And one night I was out and I saw this like improv group, and I never knew what improv was, which is kind of like what Whose Line Is Anyway is. And I just fell in love with it. And then many years, of course, you guys are in Chicago. I don't have to explain improv.
Yeah.
And then I found the Upright Citizens Brigade many years later and started taking classes with them. Upright Citizens Brigade obviously came out of Chicago. Amy Poehler, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, and Ian Roberts. And that kind of just changed my whole life. And,
yeah.
And I got into it like that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that your dad, guided you through comedy. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was a little kid, about 10 years old, and I was watching Welcome Back, Kotter. Like 10 or 11 years old, something like that, 9, 10. And I was laughing my ass off. And my father was sitting on the couch disgusted. Like, he was just looking at me like, and he was disgusted. So he's like, listen, Sunday night at 10:30, I'm going to show you something. Because this is crap. What you're watching is crap. My dad was like so angry. He was angry with me. And then like Sunday night at 10:30, we put on PBS and there was Python. My dad turned me on to Python. And from that moment, it all changed. And so I thank my dad for that moment.
That's what dads are good for. I mean, it was just like, they can show you good comedy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the stuff that you've done in the past. I want to mention, I used to love the show Best Week Ever on VH1.
Yeah.
How much fun was that?
Well, look, so Best Week Ever was one of those shows where people like you will be like, I love Best Week Ever. And then I would say about 50% of people come up to me and go, you're great on I Love the 80s. And I take a certain bit of umbrage to that, because I have pride in Best Week Ever, because Best Week Ever wasn't about retro stuff. There was I Love the 80s, I Love the 70s, I Love the 90s.
Yeah.
We were doing it every week. And it was like kind of like a pop culture Cliff Notes daily show. We would just like riff on the topics of the week. And it was so much fun because, you know, there'd be breaking news. I remember our first episode, and this is how old it was, but Ben Affleck and J-Lo broke up, and they like called us like, guys, you got to get in here immediately. We got to record we got to get on here. We got to have a thing. You know, we recorded it like at 5 o'clock and it got out there for the 11 o'clock. It's just like, it was like just a fun clubhouse environment. And that was a show that we had people like John Mulaney and Paul F. Tompkins. And, you know, just so many great people came through Best Week Ever. It was one of the best gigs because it was just ranting about pop culture. Gave me my love for The Bachelor. It gave me, my love for The OC. Just like great, you always felt up to date.
Yeah, it was so entertaining and so much fun to watch you guys. And I, you know, I mean, this show that I do is all about pop culture, Paul, and it's all about ruminating on it. And
I can't wait to hear about the annoying movie characters. We should put Fred on that list from Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, he was annoying, but man, you got to love. Rest in peace, Rick Mayall. He was the man.
Yes, Rick Mayall, young ones.
Yeah.
I take nothing away. I'm just saying Fred as a character.
Yeah, Rick
Mayall
absolutely.
As an actor, Rick Mayall as a comedian.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, absolutely.
That performance, probably okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, how hardcore are the fans of the league? Are those probably the most intense people that you come across? Because that show has some very, very passionate following.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Like, I mean, look, the league fans are passionate. They want us to come back. We have another show that we left. We have a history of leaving my shows before they get too stale. NTSF, Human Giant, this. I kind of like that. But, we did that show for 7 years. And people, you know, we're part of, I think, people's fantasy life. And you notice it at peak times during the year. Right now, fantasy football drafting has...
Yeah.
Begun.
Yep.
And the tweets have kind of started up, and you bump into people. And I will forever be known as Andre to a large group of people. And I don't mind that. But it was a super fun show.
Yeah.
Jason, Nick Kroll, and I are good friends. So we often hang out. So when people see the three of us out, their minds are sometimes blown. They don't understand. And, you know, Jason Manzuka is one of the best, hilarious guy, but so not like Rafi that it's, I think, upsetting to people that he is not like going like, murder people.
Yeah.
You know, he's not yelling and having a knife out in the middle of the bar.
It's got to be pretty funny to just like to have these three guys walk in and people just go, look over. Like,
yeah, I know. And obviously, we're not even thinking about it because we were friends before the show. We were friends after the show.
Yeah.
So it's like we're just going to see, literally going to see a movie. And then we're like, oh, right. Okay. Yeah. This is the thing.
Hey, you mentioned Nick Kroll, and I know that you appeared on it. I can't even explain how much I love Big Mouth.
Such a great show.
It is so good. And you appeared on it.
Yes, I have a reoccurring part on that. I am the character that Jason Manzoukas plays. I'm one of his brothers. Me and Mark Duplass.
Right.
So another little bit of a league connection there, yeah.
Right. No, it's such a great show, man. I enjoy the hell out of it. It's just
such
so great.
A funny show, and it just keeps on getting better and better and better.
Hey, what was it like to work on Veep? It just ended. One of the best comedies ever. And it had to be a joy to work on that show.
Absolutely. I mean, so, we were talking about the league a little while ago, and that was created by Jeff Schaefer, who was a part of this brain trust that ran Seinfeld and Curb called Berg Schaefer Mandel. Jeff Schaefer of the league, Alec Berg went to do Silicon Valley, and now Barry and Dave Mandel does Veep. So I always think of them as like this big, giant comedy brain. So I've gotten to now work with two parts of that comedy brain. So there was an element of Veep that was very similar to the league, where it is just getting the best joke ever and trying to make every insult perfection, but also keep it loose and casual and not too written. And Dave Mandel is just a genius and just an amazing writer and just strives for perfection in every way. And they brought me onto that show, and I was such a fan, and Dave just said, look, I have a part for you. It doesn't have a name. It shoots tomorrow. We haven't written it. He's like, we haven't really written the scene. Can you just trust me and show up tomorrow? We'll figure it out on the day.
Yeah.
And I did, and I wound up being in every episode that season, got a SAG award for being on that show with them. And it was a tremendous experience. I mean, just a fun world. I was a fan, so just kind of geeking out about the whole thing. It was really great.
That must have been great. And I'll tell you something, that was one of the best series finales I've ever seen. The final episode.
I think people should take note of that. That was really a fantastic finale. I mean, it's so hard to stick the landing in comedy, you know, and they really, really, really did it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Okay, Paul, hang on a second, okay?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Paul Scherer is with us, comedian, actor, writer, podcaster. You can see them live doing How Did This Get Made? Live Saturday, September 7th at the Chicago Theater, 7:30 and 10 p.m. And the podcast itself, How Did This Get Made, is just absolutely hilarious. We'll dive more into that and talk more with Paul right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the WGN Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6, and there you go. It is Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requested now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Paul Scherer, comedian, actor, writer, podcaster. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paul Scherer, S-C-H-E-E-R. And you can check out the podcast, How Did This Get Made, and the live podcast of How Did This Get Made at the Chicago Theater on Saturday, September 7th, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Paul, welcome back.
I'm excited to be here in the late night shift with you. This is pretty great. This is like I feel like this is my time. I like this late shift. I did radio in New York back in the day, K-Rock, and this night shift is really where it's at, I feel like.
You know, I've been doing the overnights for many, many years, Paul, and there's something special about the overnight shift, the late night shift. There's more of a deeper connection with the audience, I think. It's a much more intimate, it's an intimate time, you know? And so, yeah, I've always loved the late night and the overnight shift.
I feel like people need it. Like, I feel like, you know, people who are listening to the radio, I don't know, I agree with you. I did, what did we do? I feel like we did like 11 to 2 in New York, and it was such a great, you know, it's just sort of like you're just catching people at interesting times.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. It's a special time to be on the radio. All right, let's talk about Black Monday. That's got to be fun to do, right?
Black Monday, super fun show. If you haven't heard about it, it's Don Cheadle, Regina Hall, Andrew Rannells, and myself. It takes place in the 80s, and the first season opens with a body falling from a roof on the day that stock market crashes,
right?
And the whole first season is who fell, you know, and we have to figure out why they fell. And so it's a little bit of a mystery, but it's basically a comedy, a lot of cocaine, just total 80s excess. Don Cheadle's character drives a Lambo limo, which is all the it looks like a Lambo, but it also is, but it's just a limo. So it's all the, I forget how they say it on the show, but yeah, it's like, it's just the most ridiculous car. So hard to get into, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show is about excess, and it's one of the things that I really love about it. It's so funny. You said cocaine. That's the most cocaine I've ever seen in any movie or television show ever.
Oh my gosh, it really is. I mean, they really go for it. I mean, I think all of our characters would have heart attacks. I think in the first scene, you know, we're all ordering from our drug salesman. And stuff. But yeah, it was a blast, a great show to do, and you have like these great people popping up in it, like people like Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric, and just it's just a fun way to do a show. You know, in a weird way, we've become so careful about what we can say and what we can do, and kind of going back to the 80s and kind of examining who we were in the 80s, you kind of see like, wow, we haven't made that much of a strive forward, but it allows us to actually play with a lot more stuff because it is a culture where we were a little bit more uncultured, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's been a blast.
Yeah, it's a terrific show, and it's been renewed for season 2. Congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Season 2 coming out this, I would imagine, this winter again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually go back to work in a couple days.
Very cool. So how did this get made? Who picks the movies? How do you guys decide on what movies?
We have an amazing producer. Her name is Avril Halley. She's somebody that I met many years ago when we first started doing the podcast. And she just gets the types of movies that we want to do on the show, which is they have to be interesting enough and fun enough to watch. And that's kind of the tricky thing, because people are like, this movie is so terrible, but it's not fun. And the way you were describing Fever Pitch, that seems like I have to see it.
Oh, yeah.
There's other movies where it's just an endurance test. Like, well, yeah, I did watch it. I was miserable. And we never want to make our audience feel like that.
Yeah.
So she does a great job of, like, cutting through and finding things. And I have to say, she's never been wrong. She's always spot on. So she hosts a show called Movie Bitches and kind of is our gateway person. She does the first watch because it kind of gets hard for us to kind of pre-watch, and we don't want to give people the wrong one to watch. We don't want to risk it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, what have been some of your favorite podcasts and some of your favorite movies that you guys talked about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, look, I mentioned Drop Dead Fred and Hobbs and Shaw. Those are our latest two. I honestly feel like if you've never listened to the show, those are a perfect two places to start, just because, I mean, look, Hobbs and Shaw, I can't talk enough about Fast and Furious. And Hobbs and Shaw, this is the Fast and Furious we were promised.
Right.
But over the course of the show, I mean, there's been some really, really fun ones. I think Sleepaway Camp, trying to break down this movie Sleepaway Camp, which is one of the classic, craziest horror films you'll ever see, is one of the most fun episodes. We are just simply confused. And still to this day, people try to write in and explain what they think is happening in the movie.
Yeah.
And no one can quite break down what the opening scene actually means.
Yeah. And the ending is unbelievable. The ending of that movie is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And there's been some really, some really fun ones we've done. Like Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron came on the show recently, and they were our two guests, and they just were so funny. We did this movie with them. It was Hello or Prom Night 2, Hello Mary Lou.
Oh God!
Great, super fun episode. Also, Seth Rogen has actually been on the show now a bunch of times. We also did a Van Helsing movie with him, which was really good. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And then there's like some personal favorites of mine. Like when you go back in the catalog, you know, Face Off with Randall Park from Fresh Off the Boat. Great episode of just this, you know, that's a great movie. Well, thank God it got made. We love it.
Yeah.
But we need to be discussing it, you know?
Yeah. That sounds great. Now, you mentioned Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. You were in The Long Shot.
Yes, I was.
I really wish more people would have seen that movie. I think it's terrific.
I know. Well, you know, it's out on video now, or you can, or whatever you get now, whatever it is, streaming. You can watch it now. It's such a good movie. It just was in that weird zone where it came out literally the weekend after The Avengers. And the weekend it came out, and it's like a weird movie fact, 90% of the people who saw the movies that weekend went to see Avengers Endgame. Mm. 90%.
Wow.
So only 10% saw every other movie. So that movie just kind of got shafted. I think somebody in a studio system somewhere thought, hey, we'll counter program against the biggest movie of all time. It's like on the second weekend and no one bit. But now I feel like it's gotten this really amazing life on video or on streaming, because it's like it's 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a great romantic comedy that actually has like really solid jokes. And my wife, June, who you know from Grace and Frankie in the podcast, she's in it. She just crushes that movie. She's so good.
Yeah, it's a really terrific. It's a really, really terrific movie. And like I said, I wish more people had seen it. So you have another podcast with Amy Nicholson, and it's more of a serious.
Right.
It's more of a serious movie podcast. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah. Well, look, so I love movies, you know, and I think we share this idea that we both love pop culture and stuff. And I think what I realized was growing up, I'm in the age that I am, I've watched a lot of crap. I've watched a lot of great crap, but I've watched a lot of crap, and I haven't really ever gone back and watched some of the classics. And I was at, I can't even remember where it was. I feel like either somebody's house or just saw this poster of the AFI's top 100 movies. It was just like a list. And I was, like, just looking down and, like, doing a mental cross-off. And I was like, wow, I don't think I've seen, like, over 40% of these movies. Mm. Like, yes, there's Wizard of Oz and there's Star Wars, but like I had never really seen Lawrence of Arabia. I hadn't seen Citizen Kane, you know, and like, and it's, and those are the movies that I never feel like I want to watch. You know, it's like, oh, I want to sit down tonight and watch, you know, Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Right.
You know, it's like, not, that's not my MO. I'm like, let's see Shazam. Let me watch that.
Right.
So I thought it would be really interesting to pair up with a person I really admire. Her name is Amy Nicholson. She's a film critic, does stuff on NPR, writes for New York Times. She's just like, just a great, great kind of film lover and critic, and sit down and kind of have this, you know, serious discussion, kind of look at these films on the top 100 list. Are they that good? Do they hold up? And how have they influenced the films that we see now? And it's been an amazing experiment, because if you love film and you love this, like I do, and certain actors, you start to like, my worldview is opening. I'm like, I can see how Raiders has so many direct correlations to Lawrence of Arabia. I can see character actors that I've loved from other movies that get their start and be young and, you know, just killing it, you know, whether it's like, oh my gosh, Robert Duvall in To Kill a Mockingbird, you know,
yeah.
And like really sitting down and watching it. And it's kind of like the movie, the podcast is kind of like a book club. It's like, we give everybody a movie every week, and then we go and watch it. And then Amy and I have a discussion, and the discussion continues online. But it's kind of a fun way to educate yourself. And as opposed to How Did This Get Made, I think they're really fun watches. Like, and we get great people to come on the show. Like Spike Lee came on the show to talk about Do the Right Thing, which is amazing. And Peter Bogdanovich came on to talk about Last Picture Show, which is an amazing movie, which I never would have watched.
Yeah.
And Conan O'Brien came on to talk about his love of the Marx Brothers. And Cary Grant's daughter came on, like, to talk about her father. Like, we've gotten really lucky and gotten some amazing people to, you know, speak. Like this week, Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black is talking about Network, because she's obviously in the Broadway version of Network.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, it's a really fun way to kind of experience and talk about classics in a way that's not too hoity-toity. I don't know anything about these movies. I just want to enjoy them.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, ask dumb questions. I kind of bring the everyman point of view on it.
That's great. That's Unspooled, and the other one is How Did This Get Made? You know, it's funny, you mentioned Network, and every time somebody mentions Network, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, I always like to mention that when that film came out in 1976, it was nominated for several science fiction awards, and now it's a documentary. You know what I mean? That's how much everything has changed.
It's funny. I was saying to, you know, saying to Amy when we watch it, like, I think there's a part of that movie that loses its bite now in 2019.
Oh yeah,
what they're hypothesizing is no longer heightened.
Yeah,
you know, and that's crazy.
Yeah,
like, and you have to, like, we're talking about that. Like, you have to look at it through the lens of when it came out and how smart it was. But like, now we are literally living it.
It's
bananas.
It's crazy.
Bananas movie. It actually changes the entire film
in a
weird way, because, you know, it's fantastic.
I mean, it's, you know, it's Paddy Chayefsky was way ahead of his time with that one, man.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. Just
an amazing film. Listen, Paul, what a great time I've had talking to you, man. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time with me.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Have fun when you're in Chicago, September 7th at the Chicago Theater, 7:30 and 10 p.m. How Did This Get Made? Live, and check out the podcasts Unspooled and How Did This Get Made, and look for Paul in Black Monday as it returns to Showtime.
Thank you.
Paul, that was a pleasure, man.
Have a great night.
Okay, make sure you get Fever Pitch. Look for Fever Pitch.
I'm gonna start looking for it right now.
Okay. All right, buddy.
I'll
take care.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. There you go. Paul Scheer, everybody. Really funny guy. Really talented dude. Lots of fun to talk to. That was great. All right, we'll take a break here for the news on 720 WGN.